Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Kendall speaking. Every evening I travel throughout the entire world, visiting boys and girls in their homes. And I sit on their bedside table or on the floor or on a chair or however. And I am Mr. Kendall in my candlestick holder, visiting everywhere. And as I visit with the children all around the world, they tell me the stories that have gone through their life, gone through their mind, gone through their world. And sometimes it's really quite fascinating. Last night, I was visiting with John. And John was 4 years old, and John was telling me a story about an experience that he had had that very day. And he said, "Mr. Kendall, you know what happened to me?" And I said, "Well, I'm ready to hear." "Well, Mr. Kendall, my mother told me that my baby sister was in the hospital and not doing very good." "Yes." "And she said that my baby sister might not come home." "Yes." "And she said that I wasn't allowed to go and see my baby sister because the hospital had rules about little children in the intensive care ward." "All right." "And so I said, 'Mommy, I want to see Jeanette. I want to see my baby sister.' And Mommy said, 'But John, you can't. The hospital doesn't allow anyone to come into the intensive ward where Jeanette is. You know, you can't do that.' 'Mommy, I want to. Let's try.' 'But John, don't you understand? They don't allow it.' 'Mommy, I want to try. Can I please try?' And Mommy says, 'All right.' So Mother and Dad take John to the hospital. And in the hospital, John is eager to go see his sister. 'Mr. Kendall, I tried to go see my sister. I wanted to see her. And Mom and Dad took me to the hospital, and they let me go and try. But the nurses and all the people said, no, no, you can't do that. You can't do that.' And I put up such a fuss." "I did. I really did. I put up such a fuss. I said, 'I want to see my sister. I want to see my sister. I want to see my sister.' And they realized that my sister might not live through the night. And so they let me come in to see my sister. They didn't tell me that she wouldn't live through the night. They don't dare tell me that. But they did let me go and see her. And I went in and saw her. And I put my hand on her. And I said, 'Jeanette, I love you. Jeanette, you're wonderful. Jeanette, you're okay. Jeanette, everything is all right. You work good. Jeanette, you got a good body. Jeanette, you're wonderful. Jeanette, you're my sister. Jeanette, I love you. I love you. I love you. Jeanette, you're fantastic. Jeanette, oh, Jeanette, you're so good. You're so wonderful.' And you know, Mr. Kendall, I felt so good as I was saying that to Jeanette. I took my other hand and I held her too. And they wouldn't let me pick her up or anything, but I held her with my hands and I touched her and I said, 'Jeanette, I love you. Jeanette, I want you. Jeanette, stay with us and be part of our family. Jeanette, you belong to me.' And as I spoke to her, Mr. Kendall, as I spoke to her, I felt so great a warmth inside of me. I felt so good a feeling inside of me. And Mr. Kendall, I felt so good. And I looked at Jeanette, and I could see that she too was changing somehow. I don't know what it was, Mr. Cannibal. She was changing. And then she gave a little whimper. Ow, ow, ow. And then, Mr. Cannibal, you know what she did? She smiled. Oh, come on. John, little tiny babies, don't smile. Mr. Candle, she smiled. I loved her with all my heart and being. I loved her total. And she smiled. And she giggled. And Mr. Candle, she's okay. She's out of the intensive care ward now, and she's okay. She's okay, Mr. Candle. She's okay. My little sister, she's okay. And Mr. Candle, I'm so happy. I'm so happy, Mr. Candle. I had a chance to go visit Jeanette, and I told my mommy and daddy, I said, she's okay. She's okay because I love her. I touched her and I held her and I said, Jen, you're okay. You're okay. And you know, she's okay. And Mr. Candle, why don't they let little children come into the intensive care ward? Especially when it's so important to the little children and to the people in the intensive care ward, whether they're elderly people or older people or whether they're little tiny babies like Jeanette. Why don't they do that? Well, John, we don't ask why they don't do it. We just say, John, you had a mission. You had something important to do, and you went in to see your baby sister. And now she's okay. John, when you follow what you know is right and good, yes, just for a four-year-old boy too, it doesn't matter. You just knew something in your heart said, I've got to see my sister. And you saw her. And you were a blessing to her. Yes, Mr. Kendall, I was. I like my sister. And you know, Mr. Kendall, I never held her yet. I could hardly see her. She was all in that bed and that covers and stuff. But Mr. Kendall, that's my sister. And I love my sister. And I am there for my sister. And my sister is great. Oh, John, you're a wonderful boy. Mr. Candle, I have a wonderful sister, and I have a wonderful mommy and daddy who make sure that I am always doing what is best for me to do. Mr. Candle, you're nice. Well, John, you're nice too. Thank you for telling me the story. Now, John, there comes the Sandman. He's got all his pixie dust, and he's going to sprinkle it all over you, and you're going to have lovely dreams of you and Jeanette playing together. You and Jeanette having a wonderful life together. You and your mommy and daddy and Jeanette making a wonderful family. So, I love you, John, and boys and girls all over the world. This is Mr. Candle. And I will see you soon again. And I say to you, I love you. I love you. I love you.